have we discussed your biggest challenges in that grain position in particular?
I didn't have any what I would call big challenges doing the grain job, and that I had bigger challenges doing the forest products job, because I was involved with helping negotiate large contracts for millions of dollars, and that was a big challenge. That was when I worked in Montreal. Mm. There were some times when we're working on contracts, like they're yearly contracts, and you'd be working 18, 20 hours a day trying to get this stuff put together. There'd be a team of people working on it. I remember one time there was four of us working on this one big contract for Canadian Pacific Forest Products. And man, oh man, the room was just littered with paper on the wall, spreadsheets, and that sort of thing. And that was a challenge. Sleeping in the hotel overnight. And you know, even though I lived in Montreal, we stayed downtown, and so we'd get back in the office early in the morning. And that was a challenge. But I enjoyed it.
Just on the off chance that you have some thoughts, the CPR station itself, you worked there for a few years. Did you learn anything about that station building?
Not really. I know that it had terrible air conditioning, but they've since renovated it. They got good air conditioning now.
Now that you've left and can't enjoy it.
You'd open up the window on the track side, and you get all the dirt as the trains went by blowing in your window, so that wasn't very healthy. But like I say, it's an old station, but they keep making changes to it. They've done a lot of renovations to it, and the last time I was in it, it was looking pretty good, actually.
Do you know who's the manager there now? Or is there a manager?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a manager there. His name is Matthew Oliphant. He's been here now quite a few years, actually. Let's see. He came here before I retired, so he's probably been here for 10 or 12 years now. He used to work here as an engineer, and he moved around, and he came back as a manager. I think he's classified as a service area manager. I think that's what they're called now.
Where is he originally from, do you know?
I think he's originally from Thunder Bay.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm not sure, but I think he is. And that. But he's the manager here now.
I have a sort of a general question to ask you about your place in the overall scheme of things. There have been people who have said that given Canada's geography and its climate, it's really quite remarkable that we have become a world leader in the grain trade. And your part in the railway, can you see how your job fit into making that possible?
Good question. Just making sure that the grain, when it came here, it was handled efficiently, delivered, and off of our hands. That's about all I can say, yeah.
If you'd done a bad job, could you see any consequences for Canada's reputation?
If I had done a bad job?
Yeah.
I would have got fired. It wouldn't have changed Canada's reputation for handling grain. Somebody else would have stepped in and did it. How's that?
That's a great answer. So your answer to that is somebody cared whether it was done properly or not.
Oh, yeah, somebody always cares.